place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Wake up, what's the matter?
Oh, I had the most horrible nightmare. I dreamt that you bought a farm and... You did!
Mom, did you hear all that screaming? Uncle Joe won his breakfast?
No, it was a woman's voice. She kept screaming, "You did! You did!" Boy, she sounded hysterical.
Well, what do you mean hysterical?
Well, like the way you sounded when Uncle Joe brought home that boxing kangaroo.
That must have been Mrs. Douglas. She woke up and realized where she was.
I guess that could be pretty frightening.
Worse than a boxing kangaroo. You know something? I better go over there and see if she's all right.
Good morning.
Ah, you feeling better?
I did until I came in here. What time is it my watch stopped?
5:30.
It didn't stop. Who gets up so early?
Everybody in the country.
Let's move back to the city.
You'll feel better after you've had breakfast.
Who's going to cook it?
I want to talk to you about that.
What is there to talk about?
About who's cooking.
Darling, when we got married, I promised to love, honor, and obey. I said nothing about cooking.
There's nothing to it. You just put some stuff in a pot and you stick it on the stove. I've already started the fire. I'll get some more wood.
What am I supposed to cook?
Wheat cakes, bacon and eggs, anything you like.
If you'd like a cheese omelet. I should have listened to Mother and stayed in New York.
Hooterville. H-O-O-T. But I've already spelled it for you 8 times. What's the matter with your travel agency? You've taken me to Rome, Pakistan, Singapore, Copenhagen. Can't you find a simple little place like Hooterville? Of course it's in the United States. You wouldn't dare take that dear, sweet girl out of the country without my permission. Well, find it. Book me on the next plane and call me back. Courage, darling. Mother's on her way.
Darling, are you all right?
I just got a chill.
Are you catching a cold?
No. When I walked through the door, I got a feeling of... impending doom.
I get the same feeling every time I walk in here.
That's enough wood for you to make breakfast.
Even if I knew how to cook, what am I supposed to make?
Well, this is a farm. Find some eggs or something. Who's that?
If it's anyone who can cook, send them right in.
Who's there?
Mr. Haney.
Oh. Look, you push the door while I turn.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Good morning.
This never happened when I owned the place. One thing I always took care of was my doorknobs.
Yeah, that's all you did take care of.
I just dropped over about the cots. Now, if you want to use them again tonight, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Cost you another dollar.
What?
Well, I just rented them to you for the night. The sun's up. That'll be another dollar in advance.
Don't you trust me?
Well, with most things, but not with them cots. They're antiques. They went up San Juan Hill with Teddy Roosevelt.
There you are.
Thank you. Will you be needing anything else, Mr.
No, Douglas? No, thank you.
Well, then I guess I'll be... By the way, how's Eb doing for you?
Oh, he's fine so far.
Oh, he's a good worker.
Yeah.
I'm glad you kept him. I'd like to say hello to him. Where is he?
He's back in the barn. He's trying to find a table and some chairs for our kitchen.
I don't believe he's going to find any.
You wouldn't happen to know where we might find some, would you?
Let's see. Seems to me I did see a set just the other day. Now, where did... Oh, I remember. On the truck. Oh, no. I'll make you a good buy on them.
No. I don't want to buy them. We're having all our furniture shipped out from New York.
Well, I could rent them to you for, say, $2 a day, payable daily at sundown.
$2?
Well, they're antiques.
Yeah, I know. Teddy Roosevelt captured them off the top of San Juan Hill.
Oh, you've heard the story.
Yeah, I heard the story. Your $2.
You want me to give you a hand to carry him into the kitchen?
Yeah, would you?
For 50 cents.
Just get him off the truck. I'll get Eb to help me.
Well, can't win them all.
Just 3 eggs. Just sit down somewhere. Now, please, darling. Just 3 eggs. Come on, don't be so difficult. Darling, well, you know how to do it.
Even if he does, I don't think he'll be able to.
Oh, Mrs. Bradley.
That's a rooster.
Oh, a man chicken. I was counting on him for breakfast.
Well, I wouldn't. You see, like most men, he just struts around, makes a lot of noise while the women do all the work. I brought you some things for breakfast, so I figured you might need them.
Oh, thank
you. Let's see, now we have coffee and flour and sugar and bacon and eggs.
Oh, good.
I think that's all you're going to need.
Except one thing. A cook.
You can't cook?
Mm-mm.
Well, when Mr. Douglas proposed to you, didn't he ask?
No, I guess he wouldn't.
Come on, let's see what we can do. I think you're about ready to turn over.
Me?
You got a solo sometime.
Now, you flip it over.
I think you should have had a little more practice making batter. We should have started with something easier like boiled eggs.
How do you do that?
There we go.
Do you think that Oliver will really believe that I made these?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, easy, easy. I had to give Mr. Haney a $25 deposit on this.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mrs. Bradley.
Darling, guess what? Mrs. Bradley brought over breakfast and I cooked it. With her help.
Oh, I don't want any credit.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, I hope they taste as good as they look.
I hope they taste better than that.
Taste one.
Thank you.
It's chewy.
Where did this come from?
Mr. Dudley's rented from Mr. Haney for $2 a day.
Oh, it looks familiar. Ah, now I recognize it. I gave this to the Salvation Army 5 years ago.
It needs something underneath to shore it up.
Would you like to have another pancake?
No, thank you. That one did the trick. And on the farm, planning involves taking stock of the resources that are available to the individual farmer and deciding on the best way to use them. Now, that's what we've got to do today, is take stock of our resources. This is a very helpful pamphlet.
Who puts that out?
The Department of Agriculture.
Mr. Haney used to talk to them about once a year. They always told him what the best crop was to plant. For plying under.
I am not going to grow any crops to plow under.
Mr. Haney used to say there was big money in it.
Oh, did Miss Bradley go?
Yes, wasn't that nice of her to bring over all those things?
Lisa, that's what I mean about the country. People are neighborly. They help each other.
Darling, would you like to have some coffee? First pot of coffee I've ever made in my life.
Is that coffee? How about that? I've been using it on the hotcakes.
Would you like to have some more?
No. We have to get to work.
Well, where are you going?
We're going out to plan the farm for profit and stability.
Before you plan the farm, you better plan the house. If we are going to live here, you better get it fixed up.
Lisa, the house is your responsibility.
My responsibility?
Of course.
Well, I didn't have
any... Excuse me. You want me to wait outside or stay for the argument?
Wait outside.
That's what Mr. Haney always used to say.
Darling, I don't want to argue with you. I just want to say something.
But every time you say you just want to say something, it ends up in an argument.
I only want to make a simple statement. I am leaving.
You're leaving?
Yes.
You promised you'd stay for 6 months.
Well, I stayed last night. That was the longest 6 months I've ever spent. Is something wrong?
What's the matter with this? Well, I admit it needs a little repair here. Now I'll get to that.
When?
After harvest time is finished, when I get more time.
And I'm packed. You drive me to the station?
No, wait a minute.
I am serious.
If it's that important to you, all right, I'll get the place fixed up for you.
When?
Well, today's Wednesday. By the time
Goodbye.
No, all right, I'll start today.
This morning?
What is it you want me to do?
I don't know. I first have to talk it over with an interior decorator.
Where are you going to find an interior decorator?
In New York. I'll be packed in 15 minutes.
No. I'll find one.
Olive.
No, please. If there's one within 500 miles, I'll find it. Just don't go away. Go and practice your cooking. Don't go away.
Mr. Douglas or something. No,
put the hood down.
But Mr. Douglas.
Never mind, I'm in a hurry.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Morning, Mr. Dudley.
Oh, what I need...
I know just what you're going to ask me for.
What's that?
That's a screw for your front doorknob. Save you climbing in and out of the window.
Well, but what I have
in mind... I got some of that, too. Roll of electric tape so you can splice the wire you busted dragging the cot out the window.
What are you doing around here? A bush telegraph or something?
Just keep my ear to the ground. I hear Kate brought you over the Makins for breakfast.
Yes, she was.
You ought to stock up. I got a great deal for you. The honeymooner special.
What's that?
The newlyweds were always coming in here pestering me for some kind of list of what they needed to set up housekeeping. So I got up this list, which includes all the basic necessities for married life, for $18, for which you get a completely equipped kitchen, including one cookbook, one can opener, one coffee pot, one frying pan, one stew pot, one all-purpose pot, one dish towel, one scouring pan.
Oh, that's very nice, but...
For the bathroom, you get one bar of perfume soap, two toothbrushes, a bottle of Brilliantine, two face towels, two bath towels, and a non-skid bath mat. For the bedroom, two sheets, two pillows, two pillowcases, two padded coat hangers, a hot water bottle, two blankets, one army and one navy.
Well, what I came for was...
Now, if you want to go all out, I've got the deluxe special. For $8 more, you can add to the above one side of bacon, one can of coffee, three cans of succotash, one can of cream corn, two cans of applesauce, two cans of beans, one jar of jam, salt, pepper, vinegar, a pound of assorted crackers, a large jar of maraschino cherries, and a can of genuine... sardine.
Well, what I...
In addition, you get such luxury items as stove black, a lamp wick trimmer, a doormat with welcome spelled out in three colors, a flashlight, a shaving mirror, and your choice of either of these two framed mottos.
No, thank you.
No, it ain't an easy decision. Well, think it over. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I forgot what I came in for. Oh, yes. This might seem like a silly question to you, but... Do you know where I could get in touch with a decorator?
That's not a silly question. We got one of the finest decorators in the state living right up in Pixley, Roland Wilson.
Pixley?
Well, he lives there because he's kind of semi-retired.
Was he any good?
Oh, he's done work for some of the most important people in the state, including the governor. I'd put him up against any of your New York decorators.
Oh, that'll make my wife very happy. How could I get in touch with him?
Well, I'll give him a ring for you. Sarah's a little slow plugging in. Sarah? Sam, could you connect me with Roland Wilson in Pixley? Sarah, stop snapping your key. Hello, Raleigh, I got a job for you. Yeah, there's a Mr. Douglas here. Douglas, he bought the Haney place. Yeah, the Haney place. No, you don't look like a drinking man to me. What? You in a hurry?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. Oh, well, thanks, Raleigh. He'll drop by to see you this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. You've saved my life, Mr. Drucker.
Well, how about showing your gratitude with the honeymoon special?
Well, no, I don't think I...
Something wrong?
Yes, I just had the same kind of a chill I had this morning. Showing your ride, ma'am?
I am going to write to the Interstate Commerce Commission about this train.
Well, any kind word will be appreciated. The old cannonball's running pretty smooth today. Ride's pretty good since we fixed the track.
Then why is it bumping so?
Well, we ain't fixed the wheels yet.
When do we get to Hooterville?
Well, we're scheduled to arrive at 1:27.
And are we on time?
Yep. We'll pull in right on the nose, 4:45.
This don't mean we're engaged.
And the decorator will be here this afternoon.
Is he any good?
Good. He did the governor's place.
Really?
Oh, of course. He's going to have this looking like a palace in no time. And I've got another surprise for you.
What is that?
Everything we need to set up housekeeping.
Hey, huh? I see you got the honeymoon special.
Yeah.
The deluxe deal. I sure am glad you got this one.
Yeah.
I'm not much for home sweet home.
Look, succotash. Look at green beans. Genuine sardine.
Mr. Douglas, I just remembered something.
What?
It's time for lunch.
Yeah. Would you like to have another pancake?
No thanks. That's fine.
How are they?
Oh, they're just great. Aren't they, Eb?
I'll let you know as soon as you get one cut.
Maybe you'd like to eat your lunch out under a tree.
I'd rather eat at the Hooterville Diner. No offense, Miss Douglas.
Pay no attention to him. He's not used to good city cooking.
That's right. They're not very good, are they?
Well, this is only your second meal. It gets better each time.
It's no use.
Oh, Oh, don't worry. Oh, please, everything is going to be fine. Pretty soon the decorator will be here.
Excuse me.
No, look, he came back for a second helping.
No, I didn't. I just came in here. There's a lady outside.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Why didn't you ask her?
I couldn't. She fainted.
Oh, Mother. Mother.
No wonder I got cold chills. What happened?
I don't know. I picked her up at the depot, drove her out. She got out of the truck, took one look at the house, and keeled over.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I guess the rustic beauty is kind of overwhelming.
I couldn't find any smelling salts, but try this. This liniment's great for rubbing horses, too.
Come along, darling. Come on, you'll be all right. I take you into the house.
Oh, no. It's still there. Oh, Oliver, how could you bring this poor defenseless child to this... Oh,
pack your things, you're leaving.
No, she's not leaving.
Don't shout at Mother.
I can shout at her. She's my mother.
Well, she's my mother-in-law.
It's not natural for anybody to like their own mother-in-law. I don't like your mother.
Oliver!
Oh, don't bother arguing. We'll have you packed and back in New York before dinner.
Speaking of dinner?
Nobody's speaking of dinner. Now, wait a second!
Mr. Douglas, that'll be $1 for bringing the lady out.
$1?
Well, I don't expect a tip.
You're not getting one.
Mr. Douglas.
Maybe you can spend it. You sure can't eat it.
The room was too much for her. Come on, darling, help me.
Oh, God. Go pack your clothes. You are not staying inside this depressed area another second.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Mr. Douglas.
Not now, I'm busy.
Sam Drucker told me you wanted to see me this afternoon. I'm Roland Wilson.
Well, the decorator. This is a decorator. I told you I'd get one.
Lisa, are you coming?
Oh, darling, I promised Oliver if he gets a decorator, I stay.
You don't have to keep a promise. You're a woman.
Also, Oliver's wife.
Well, if that's what you want. No, I cannot go and leave you here in this.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll be all right.
Well, if you change your mind, you know you always have a home with me.
Oh, thank you, darling. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother.
Oh, goodbye, Oliver. My son, the farming nut. Oh, Mr. Haney, I'll ride back to Hooterville with you.
Thank you, darling.
Mr. Wilson.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm in no hurry.
No, we are. We're eager to get started.
Do you have any good ideas?
Well, I kind of like to find out what the client wants.
Well, it should be lots of colors, gay and cheery.
Oh, that's easy. But there's one thing I have to know first. How big a cake did you want?
Cake?
Now, the cake I decorated for the governor was 4 feet square and 6 tiers high, and it had a donkey and a mule on top. Strictly nonpartisan.
You are a cake decorator?
Best in the county. Now, what's the occasion?
Lisa,
why not make it a moving in cake? Oliver?
Put out the light.
Oliver!
I've got a surprise for you. Happy anniversary!
Oh, darling, it isn't our anniversary.
Yes, it is. It's been exactly a week that we've been here. Mr. Wilson just brought the cake.
Oh, it's beautiful. What is that?
That's the way our house is going to look after we get it fixed up.
Chocolate roof, maca vase, and a vanilla fence.
Uh-huh. Now make a wish and blow out the candle.
I wish the windows wouldn't be pistachio. Darling, you crushing the cake.
Thank you.
been a film waste presentation, darling.